I would ask what a leader is in this day and age, but I think we've touched on what a leader isn't,
yes,
right, for the most part. So how do we then go about creating future leaders? From what we mentioned, a leader not to be, how do we go about creating future leaders?
I want to believe, if ever we want to create true future leaders, we need to complain less and act more.
Yes.
And then once we do that, I'm telling young men, Lana, Uguti, complaining won't bring you results.
Yeah.
But putting things into action and leading by example, as long as we lead to the rightful, because you lead a maize or and jado, it discusses our problems, issue our secrets and the stuff. Yenza Uguti Izwe, Linga be at stability. Because right now, since no two or two is mashuli, unindipet, Azwe Ponza, Ikumelana, Maikuma, Ikumeli, the top leadership, Ikumela in South Africa, believe me. Because the people outside, they start mocking Uguti. They think and believe that they are best. Whereas in America, in South Africa, is not rated as a country. It's rated as a company. Humber Stock Exchange, you'll find out. It is rated as a company. Because people come here to get That's how they look at South Africa from where, from these other people. It's a company. Whereas umuntu ufika akaye, mayiba mnandi, ucela indlela. Mayifika uhlala kubo uyanethezeka. We understand. So we are to sort our South Africa and make sure that whatever we teach the next generation is not in line with too much blaming. And I'm so young men ngobe blame. Uthole naye be blame. So naye he is in line yokuthi siya blame. Rather, let's not say amabhunu asenzele 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 amoshile. Let's find ourselves. Sesinesikhathi sikudemocracy. And build something that we can be proud of. We understand. Then we will have a way forward. Our leaders can come out of that. And then these people abang ama leader. It's not a matter of ukuthi ngoba ikuthwa umuntu uhlala 2 terms. Sekumele ngihlale 2 terms. He brought it. I can stay for even ngithi kusase phakathi nendawo. Ngine delegate angithi kune deputy all the time. Deputy, ngiyakudelegator. Ngisaye endaweni eyikuthi. Kanti ngifuna ukubona ukuthi can you manage doing things in 2-3 years along the line. I delegate a deputy president ukuthi aphathe izwe for the next 2 years. And then mina ngiyahamba, ngilibele sengihamba ama-relations from other countries. But knowing ukuthi i-country is in serpents, then we grooming each other, knowing ukuthi lento, ikanje. We are complementing each other. But do we do that? I doubt.
I assume we share the same sentiment.
Yeah, I'm going to be controversial. So he's right. We should be optimistic, not pessimistic. I agree with him. He also said we should be the solution. Everyday leaders be a change agent. But I also think a 21st century leader should not create dependency. The SADC countries are not as rich as South Africa. You know, I love my country. I love South Africa. I love Africa. In fact, the way I love South Africa, like, the continent is such a beautiful continent. But let's look at the SADC region. There is no grant for almost everything. You know, some grants are justifiable. Our children that don't like orphans, right? You're staying with your grandfather or your grandmother or any guardian at home, they're helping you. Let's just do an example. And you know, some situation, there are children that are raped and they're forced to have kids. Is justifiable. They need a grant. But others, grant to maintain weave, nails, and partying. It's unfair. And that dependency is a problem.
Yes.
Do you know that? Do research. One day I just said, I'm going to do research. So many African countries, I'm talking about household where people, the country says whether you have 10 kids, 10 children, won't discriminate you, but won't give you a grant. They have a mentality of working. They have a mentality of waking up. Even if we're in a village, we're going to go to a farm and start food garden and do something. What are we doing to ourselves? Sometimes the 21st century leader need to be bold and radical and say, I'm going to minimize dependency. And we should also stop, you know, that boldness of the 21st century leader. Yes, we were hurt. Let's move on. But we're not forgetting history. You understand? But let's reward those that, you know, sometimes when I look at the NFSA's thing, it pains my heart. Some people, they've done their undergrad with NFSA's. But if they are good students, they still want to do at least a post-grad, give them a chance. And those are some of our young people, our young leaders that are like, you know what, I was thinking before I get a job, I can keep myself busy with a post-grad and then I'll create something. But because of environmental powers, some now are doing wrong things and they find themselves in wrong spaces or maybe captured by drugs or gangsters or cults and so forth. We need to rethink this character of a 21st century leader with that boldness. Just minimize some things and then increase some positivity somewhere.
Before I take it to the audience, let me rest it on you, Mr. President Xolisi. What was highlighted here is the issue of dependency. And to be blunt, in our country, you have people with degrees, and I say degrees because that's the reality of things, who are still dependent on grants and everything government incentives government has to offer, right? What kind of leadership do you think would eradicate all of that?
I think, well, personally, we need people who know where we come from as a country and have an understanding, not just knowing that you could go to town and you would not be able to use the same toilet as a white person, but who understood what it meant, that if you're carrying, you're carrying your child with you too, then it means you cannot change the child, the diapers, until you go back home, no matter for how long you'll be there.
Mm.
The understanding part of it. Mm. Understanding where we come from, knowing and understanding where we are, and knowing and understanding where we are headed. The world is becoming digitalized. Yet we still have people who are struggling to send an email to say, "Hi, lecturer, this is me. I could not submit an assignment. We had rollout of load shedding, you know, blackouts."
Mm.
And do you understand the detriment?
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand how far back they are, those people? And you cannot blame such a situation because, I mean, they come from places where there's not merely even connection to make a phone call. That's where they come from. How much more do you then expect them to join online and Facebook for crying out loud, you know? So the challenges are main, but we would need one person that would understand where we come from, where we are, and where are we headed. You know, there's this blockchain, there's a new systems and ways of banking that are being developed. It means that's how businesses are going to operate. Do we have an understanding of how the banking sector itself will be conditioned 10 years from now? Do we have an understanding of the fact that we are in the age of vaccines, that vaccines are going to be a living thing? As we speak now, they are developing a vaccine for monkeypox,
mm-hmm.
which is just, So they are... We need to have an understanding of where we are headed. So I think maybe a leader of the 21st century needs to have a broad understanding of the emerging reality that we find ourselves in, and the fact that we are moving towards a contactless environment and the works. So I think it is more of that than yeah.
No, I think we've all said a mouthful, and I'd like to take it to our audience if there's one question there. Before we do wrap it up?
Before I ask a question, I was touched by the issue of young people not voting.
Yeah.
And it seems to be an ongoing issue in our generation, whereby us as young people, I would not exclude myself because I'm one of them.
Yeah.
How do we vote when even in parliament there is division? Who do we have to trust there? When people are attempting to be putting themselves out there and saying, vote for me, I'm going to bring change, but they just don't bring the change they promise. Who do we trust when there are people who tell us, as a young person, we promise this and that for our youth. But then there are many people on street, young people on street, that do not have jobs, but they are telling us that we're going to provide jobs. I'm not saying maybe a person who's not educated, a whole graduate, who is there, not because they are not, they have lack of skills or lack of education, but because there are no jobs available.
Mm.
I'm going to touch on the issue of what Seth said about the old people. I'm not judging anyone, and I'm not pointing fingers on the youth or old people. But my question is, if those people in Parliament don't want to retire and give a space to the young people, but if they really don't want to retire and give us a platform whereby we will experience what they have experienced,
yeah.
You know, and I feel like as a young person, we are being the opportunity of putting ourselves out there and learning on how to be a person or a leader, I may say. Because those people in Parliament, there are those things that they do, the Parliament where there are different type of politics and stuff, EFF, MC, you know. They will put it in public whereby they point fingers at themselves. You know, you are doing that. If you are exposing someone's dirt and he is exposing your dirt, you know, how are we supposed to trust you people if you don't trust yourself, you know? And I feel like as a young person, I'm not saying they should not. As a young person, you must get there and do your own thing, you know? Because in this country, there's nothing called unity. They're preaching it, but they're not practicing it. So I feel like as a young person, they are giving us a motivation of do what you like and not what other people think. You know, Nelson Mandela said, but bona, they are acting against that. They are motivating us on saying, just do what is best for you only and what will bring you success as a person, not as young people. And that's a very concern to me.
Yeah, thank you.
Who'd like to answer that? Who do we vote for when our leaders themselves aren't unified?
This is a very confusing statement, my brother. For starters, not noma sikhula sezwa kanjalo sisaqhubeka ngayo. Politics is a dirty game. Politics is a dirty game. 99.9% of things that you hear are not the things that you see. Believe me, you, right now, Jacob Zuma and Malema, so to say, I'm sorry, he was my president, of course, yes. They can speak evil or ill of each other in public, but trust me, come 7 o'clock, bazobe phosti yabo babili. Believe it or not, 7 o'clock, beceka 6:30 ukukhuluma, 7 o'clock, bazobe hleli bobabili, drinking, sharing a cup of coffee.
Tinandos.
And Tina, they've created hype and vibe to say, yazin. Umsholozi uyabetha. He planted it. Tina will take it, see process, ngoba phela. A statement that is being said by one person. She interprets it. We understand. So it's like a good statement. Uma umsholozi beqeda umaccuse ngerape, ne? There was a moment whereby umzulu umsholozi, this traditional dance. He stood up. Wathi, eish, uyazi uma into imnandi, imnandi shame. He sat down. He had a case against him of rape. And he is watching Ingoma at this present moment. But people must be chat as a bay letter. It's a bay letter on my platform, last essence for the loan, as simple. They were derogative comments and the stuff. So whenever you're listening to a statement, as a person, you need to. That's why in termina, akufuneka uxokozele as a person. You need to be complete as one. Wena, as one. Be complete. We understand. We do believe in politics because we're living in the world of politics. But at the end of the day, there are decisions that you need to take as a person, excluding politics. We understand. Yes, sinabo abantu abangama graduates abafundile. There are a lot out here. Umufika as a graduate, uqeda qeda iskela this month. Mawufika, bafike bethi, we need somebody with experience. Mawuqala baqala bethi ayifuni standard 10. Beze nawo, mawulibele uyaveza nje. Ulibele uyaveza nje. Bazofika bekubambe ekutheni. Hayi, sifuna i-experience, 5 years experience. We understand. Uma kuchubeka sebekhuluma ngabantu abanabo ma-40 phela lapho mabefuna ma-5 years experience. Uchubeka uhlala ungasebenzi. Uma sewubuyela back sewunabo ma-40 sewufuna umsebenzi. But who are you kanti mawukhula? That's politics, my brother. Believe me, you.
Mind games.
Yes. Mind games, politics, you manipulate. But at the end of the day, as a person, you need to do your own research in the target market. Bet for me, I'm afraid to get me. We understand that. Okay. Lucky enough, so I was going to create something that you can hold on to. We understand. Of which, it's not nice. But I managed ukuthi ngithi ngisejele ngisukume ngiyithuthuthe and check ukuthi uma ngiphuma ngaphandle with all these political things will I fit uma uphume ejele into yokuqala abakubamba ngayo I criminal record we understand the people abakusa ngaphandle bethambo zama impilo bakubamba nge criminal record ukuthi uphinde reoffend ubuyele ejele how will I live without umsebenzi. So we created something that we can manage. Right now, ngoba ngihleli, I'm called head of recruitment in HR in a company that we as inmates, we started ourselves. We understand. And we are putting this to the people, when I say gela, to say, yebo ejele akukho mnandi. But bear in mind, ukuthi ubuwena, you can create something out of being yourself. Not that ukuthi uzolibele uthi ngidepend ekuthenini uhulumeni. Rather take initiative to ugovernment. Ngcono akuvalele ngaphandle, but wena uyene initiative to say, I want to do this. Then also ukhamisa ngithele ukuthi all the time mase behleli lana into abayicabangayo ukuthi hayi mangaba nengane nje kukhululeka imali iqolo. UNkulunkulu wathi daliqolo wayengalidalanga ukuthi izoba nemali. No, not at all. So you need to be versatile in thinking and make yourself useful in one other aspect, one way or the other. Ukwenzela ukuthi impilo yakho uthi nanoma uvota noma ungavoti, but usazi ukuthi ilife yakho you are channeling into the rightful direction, ukuthi ukwazi ukuthi uvuke kusasa. Not everything efuna isigela, oyela esigela ukuthi ureporte under omunye umuntu. You can be your own boss. Uyesigela nje ukufunda ukuthi ube your own boss. Yes. Uvuke ucreate something of your own. Rather you employ and deploy. Rather ukuthi wena all the time into icabangayo ukuthi hey kufuneka ngiyofuna umsebenzi. Kufuneka ngiyofuna umsebenzi. We understand. I think in that way, the young generation, if ever singaba nomuntu on that mindset yokuthi whatever we are doing, rather asifundisa nani umsebenzi wezandla ukuthi umuntu anga expect too much ku government. But abe na something that will generate income. Noma ehleli rather than ukuthi u government. We are also human beings. We need to think.
I assume there aren't any more questions. Okay, there's one.
I think while we are waiting for that question, the most important thing, and it's something that I continue to reiterate, is that we have given away our responsibility too much. For the mere fact that whenever, even in this conversation with my fellow panelists,
as we are discussing leaders, we are continuing to make reference to political leaders.
Mm.
What about leaders that are not in political offices or are not political leaders, but are leaders that we can see that this person can take the country forward because they've broken through the boundaries. They have taken their sock business international. They have taken their music international. We've seen that. But because we, as a society, when we think leader, we think politics or politicians, we have also limited ourselves so much that even in our households, we are not teaching that you as an individual, my child, can be a leader in your own right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a responsibility that I'm saying that we have taken away and given it to someone else. Because in my household, I will say, you, even if you just want to be a pilot,
yeah,
or you just want to be a soccer player, you can be a leader in that same space. And I'm teaching my child to be an individual who comes into a space,
yeah,
and can still lead. And at an appropriate time, follow. Because there is a time for you to follow, there is a time for you to lead. And that's what we are, as a society, we are just boxed ourselves to say, politics, leadership. We have forgotten that leadership exists in so many different spheres, and that's what we should be celebrating at all times.
So basically, we're incentivized to think politics and politicians when we're talking about leadership.
Mm-hmm.
Question.
Oh, so hi. As I was listening, the SRC president did mention something about the spirit of forgiveness. So my question is mainly related to creating future leaders. How can future leaders use the spirit of forgiveness to better themselves as individuals and as leaders of tomorrow?
Okay. Well, I think I was having a discussion not so long ago, I think a week ago, with one of the UJ council members, and we were just speaking about how I, and I've expressed myself so many times about this, how the mandatory vaccination policy was a bit harsh.
Yeah.
You know? And I was sitting with them that, look, we have challenged you guys as the SRC, which we did, and you have just withdrawn the policy that we were making so much noise about in February when we first met, that this is harsh on students. Not enough and significant research has been made for you to come and impose and say it is mandatory for you to vaccinate. And we're sitting now with the reality and the effect that vaccines have had. And there's whole scientific research that has been developed to say actually COVID is something that we can manage. What then now? Because you voted for this. You are for this. You know, sometimes, even if you are outnumbered, but just say, I don't wish to participate in this discussion because my views are X, Y, Z. But then again, as we were having that conversation, because the university finally, withdrew the policy, I was like, no, actually, we forgive you guys. You know? We forgive you guys, but we will not dare forget what you put the university, the students of the university through when you said that it is mandatory for them to vaccinate. So, time and time again, when we speak and when we have these conversations with them, is to say, we do forgive you for this which you have done. The same way Nelson Mandela forgave those that he forgave, then to say, you have done this to our people, we forgive you, but we dare not forget what you put us through. So I think it is in that element, it is in that spirit and understanding of saying that we will forgive you, but allow us perhaps to lead from the front. If we have another outbreak of monkeypox or whatever, allow us to lead from the front. We have leaders in the academic space. I mean, you just mentioned that we have leaders in the business space. We have leaders in the academic space who can assist with the significant research, you know, to speak to such policy implementation.
Mm-hmm.
So I think maybe that's my part of the whole concept of forgiveness. Yeah.
Mm.
I think in addition or in conclusion, forgiveness is freedom, is liberty.
Mm.
If you do not forgive, and you're, for example, in that forum with MEC members, you would feel so heavy to a point whereby unforgiveness is poisonous. Imagine losing your peace of mind. Now you can't pay attention to detail because you did not forgive. For me, I'll make an example. You know, when you are a student leader, you'll be mocked, right? Rubber bullets sometimes will land on top of your body. We've been through that. And then you find out that, oh, some of your constituencies were the sellout that told the cops, yes, Lewo and them, they're going to strike for what? F7 and F5. The reality is the following day, the same people that were saying sorry, oh, this rubber bullet Lewo, they were there. But you will have to forgive because it's freedom. A future leader or as an individual, if you don't forgive, you are going to have a heavy burden which equals to a hindrance. Instead of you moving on, you cannot progress. And the reality is, you see this future leader that we're talking about that must forgive and not forget. They must take it serious because you have different types of followers, those that are vocal and not vocal. Do you know there are people that learn from your words and there are people that learn from your nonverbal communication?
Mm-hmm.
There are first years that are seeing you from the gate, first years that are receptive to you because you said no, student card will press a saw, then you enter the library. Then there are those that they have the guts, you know what, thank you for helping me yesterday in the lift. You showed me where the lift was. They'll never forget you till they graduate.
Yes.
So that's what you should be as a leader. Even if that first year might unconsciously offend you, knowingly, unknowingly, the fact that at that moment you forgave them, you've made an impact. So that's what I think the future leader should always remember about forgiveness. It just gives you freedom. Freedom of opportunities, freedom of love, freedom to network and everything.
Last question before we wrap it up.
Good afternoon. I'm Olivia from UJFM. I don't think I've got a question, but hopefully this podcast will reach the right ears.
Yeah.
I came across a post on Facebook, and I think it's relevant to our discussion.
Yeah.
It says, rest in peace, South Africa, my beloved country. You went soft on discipline.
Mm.
You raised the cost of living so high that both parents are always at work.
Mm.
Rather than spending time with their kids, you took God out of schools. Parents are told they can't discipline their kids. Teachers are prevented from disciplining learners in schools. Rights are too many than responsibilities. Well done, South Africa, you shall reap what you sow. And we have lost a whole generation and turned them into selfish, disrespectful brats who have no respect for people and property, no authority. The spirit of Ubuntu is a thing of the past. People have turned into monsters. Things need to change. What happened to the old days where kids were fearful, respectful of their elders? So the topic is, how do we create future leaders? I just think going back to the basics.
Yes. Yeah.
And it's so sad that the people who fought in the past are no longer here to lead us.
Mm.
And now this is what South Africa has become to.
Sure. Mm. Wow. And I'm so glad that you actually, you deserve like a round of applause for that, for closing in that way.
Yeah.
Bringing everything together, because definitely, like they say, you spare a child a rod. Because for me personally, I grew up watching my mom. Yes, I heard her speak. I watched her. And that's why I'm like this today.
Mm.
She did not spare any minute that she needed to discipline me or put me in place or show me the way. And this is why I am like this today. And that those are the same values that I carry for myself. And I say, this is what I'm going to teach my children as well. Through my actions, they should see me lead so that they can become leaders. If they can take control and take charge, how do I expect them to take charge? Because I'm actually saying to them, depend on me, I'll go and work. So that you can come back and say, Mom, I need this. Mom, I need this. But I'm not seeing it. Are we seeing it in our country? Are we seeing it in our leaders? Wow.
I think, to wrap it up and to be concise of basically what she mentioned, that it's high time we go back to basics. as people, as leaders, mm-hmm. as society. Go back to basics of having a child look at an elderly person and see nothing else but an elderly person. Not their friend, not someone who can chat back with and all of that. Yeah. And I think that's how we wrap it up, because I see there aren't any questions. And I'd like to thank every one of you who's present today, the panel, the audience. And also I'd like to thank AFCO for actually hosting us. And from myself, Isaac Manaswe, Lebogang Ayobiojo, from the UJ Community Engagement, and also our president, Mxolisi Manana, who's the president of the UJ SRC community, and not forgetting my brother, Duduzi Nkomo, who is from Fear Free Life. Mm-hmm. And of course, Ms. Nomfundo Mwelase. I thank you all, and from us to everyone else, take care.
Peace. Mm-hmm.